Hello there, it's Phil L here, Phil Lucas. I'm on my own today, but please don't switch off, as I'm just here to give you a little bit of an update about things. Now, the first thing to say is that we are both really, really sorry that we've been a bit rubbish on social media recently and keeping you up to speed with things. I think Phil Gerard has a very good reason for not being on social media much. Me, less so, but I still haven't been on, so I'm very, very sorry about that. The second thing to say, though, is that we are hugely, hugely grateful for the lovely messages and comments that you've sent over, and questions asking about how Phil is and things like that. We're a little bit, sometimes a bit slow in getting back to you, but we do apologise for that. But we do read them. We will get back to you, and we are really, really grateful. And they do cheer us up. So thank you. And I'm sorry if we're a bit rubbish, but you know, we've always been largely pretty rubbish, haven't we, just getting on with things, but thank you very, very much. So the idea of this was that Phil J was very keen on me just putting something out there to let everyone know how he was doing. Now, it's obviously just me, because Phil isn't really sort of up to recording, and I have to be honest, I don't think we're going to be up for recording any episodes of the podcast in the near to possibly medium future. So it's so that's not going to happen at the moment. So I'm sorry about that. I hope you'll understand why. But what I did want to do, and Phil was very keen on this, was to just give you an update. Now, Phil is a bit fragile at the moment, as I think you'd guess. So that is why it is just my healing voice talking to you now. So, you may remember that way back in August 2019, we did an episode called The Kidney Special. Now, if you didn't listen to that episode, essentially Phil J had a huge tumour taken out of his stomach and a kidney removed at the same time. Now, this really was a huge tumour. It was 5 kilograms in weight, and it looked like a world record black sausage, because I've seen photos of it. It's gross. Now, at the time, nobody knew whether that tumour was benign or cancerous. Well, it turned out, unfortunately, that it was cancerous, and it's quite a rare and unusual type of cancer. This in itself was kind of dealable, if that's a word, because the doctors said that it's kind of a bit of a waiting game from the time when he had that operation. In short, if the cancer didn't come back within 2 years of that operation, then that was sort of quite a positive sign. If it came back within 2 years, that's kind of less than positive. Well, unfortunately, it came back within a year. Essentially, Phil started to get a lot of pain in his spine. Now, the diagnosis of that was, unfortunately, a return of some of the cancer. The good news in that scenario was that the cancer hadn't actually spread, so poor old Phil Gerard went into hospital again to have a little bit of his spine taken out. And apparently, I never met him, but I did see him on YouTube. He had a proper geezer doctor who was excellent, apparently. Turned up, met Phil in cycling shorts, because he just cycled in to do the operation. A very laid-back guy. Apparently, anyway, I digress. Apparently, lovely chap. All went good. And Phil asked me to tell you that essentially part of his spine has been replaced by what looks like a load of old washing machine parts. And I have seen the scans, and that is true. Anyway, so that's all good. The bit of the spine with the cancer was removed. The slight downside was that there was a little bit of cancer around the area that was removed that couldn't be got at, because it was too dangerous. But, you know, radiotherapy got rid of some of that, or most of that. So that's really good. The problem was that cancer was then found in Phil's pelvis and around the ear. Now, without going into all the details about this, Phil started radiotherapy and then chemotherapy. Now, he's just over halfway through the chemotherapy, and that goes on until May. Now, there's no getting away from the fact that Phil has, and he won't mind me telling you, he has had a really rough time in chemotherapy. It's been grim. Now, it's quite well known that chemotherapy can really sort of wear someone down. It can be tough, and it sort of affects people in different ways. Now, Phil has really had a rough old time with chemotherapy. He's affected him quite badly. In fact, the doctors actually said to him that it's affected him worse than they would expect chemotherapy to affect anyone. So poor old Phil's been lying in bed thinking, oh, well, you know, this is just chemotherapy. It's grim. Get on with it. But apparently it's been an awful lot worse for him than it can be. Anyway, without going into the details there, they're sort of trying some things to rectify that and not make it as bad for him. And that is slowly sort of starting to work. So that's good. The good news is that even during that, Phil is always got good dark humour. He's never not himself. And I can say that because I have sort of seen him here and there, because Phil and I are in whatever the latest phrase, I don't know, is for sort of social bubble or comfort bubble, support bubble, whatever it is. We're a bubble. So I've been to hospital with Phil a few times, and we've dropped little bits and bobs off to him and his wife. I particularly like dropping off very large oranges to him, because Phil likes oranges in the form of juice. So we do get to chat and chew the cud. Sometimes Phil's at the window and I'm on the pavement and we're shouting. But anyway, so I have been able to see Phil, take him to hospital and get a vibe as to what's been occurring. Now, the good news is that Phil, as I've said, has been feeling really, really rough. But it's the chemo that's making Phil rough, not the cancer. So that is something to sort of cling to, and that's really good. And I think, you know, that's kind of where we are at the moment. You know, Phil's got another two chemotherapy sessions left. He had a scan last week, and that scan showed that the chemo had slowed things down quite considerably. So that was very, very positive, because obviously you don't know what's happening when you go in to get scan results. And I think that's something that's kind of really important to say, is that Phil and Beck have been phenomenal throughout this, phenomenally strong, you know, in a way that I'm not sure I could be if I was in the horrible situation that these guys were in. It's incredible to see how strong they are. And, you know, it's lovely to see, because I love them both dearly. But fair play to them for being so strong. Anyway, I won't get too into that, because that's you get all emotionally word. Anyway, so I think that's where we are. Anyway, I just wanted to give you an update. Say thank you very, very much again for all your sort of comments, questions, nice wishes and all that stuff. If there's something else to let you know, I will let you know. But Phil sends his love, and he was very adamant that I said that. Send his love to everyone. And I'll stop waffling now, and I'll hopefully speak to you all soon. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Bye-bye.